It's day two of the sentencing phase in the Boston Marathon bombing trial. Jurors have already convicted 21-year-old Jahar Tsarnaev on all 30 counts, including 17 that carried the death penalty. Now they're deciding whether he'll get that death penalty. It only takes one juror voting no to change the sentence to life in prison. And Tsarnaev's lead attorney, Judy Clark, has a history of convincing that one person. Her past clients include notorious criminals like the Unabomber, Ted Kaczynski, and Olympic bomber Eric Rudolph, who both avoided the death penalty. She's put together a team in the Tsarnaev trial that includes social worker Janet Vogelsang, who persuaded a jury not to give the death penalty to Zacharias Moussaoui, who bragged about conspiring with the 9/11 attackers. The radio program Reveal took an in-depth look at Judy Clark's career. Here's Reveal host Al Letson.
In this age of celebrity lawyers and litigants, attorney Judy Clark stands apart. She doesn't hold press conferences. She hasn't given an interview in decades. She cultivates invisibility right down to the muted way she dresses for court. She shuns the media and lets her work speak for itself.
In one sense, it makes her defense of her client something more pure. In other words, that the case is not about her at all. It's only about the person who she's representing.
That's investigative reporter Mark Bowden. He spent months trying to understand what drives this very private person, and he wrote about her for Vanity Fair magazine.
Judy Clark is really not taking cases where guilt or innocence are at issue. Her clients are notorious. The weight of evidence against them is overwhelming. Her goal is not to acquit them. Her goal is to prevent them from being executed.
And in helping these notorious criminals escape execution, Judy Clark raises provocative questions about the death penalty.
If you can't put Ted Kaczynski to death, if you can't put Eric Rudolph to death, this is the Unabomber and the Atlanta Olympic bomber, both men who have been convicted of multiple murders and who are in fact proud of what they've done. If the state can't put them to death, then what justification would it have for putting someone guilty of a horrible but lesser crime to death?
Clark's devotion to civil liberties is rooted in her conservative upbringing and what she's called her absolute support of the Constitution. She began her career as a public defender in San Diego. Then, in 1994, she got her first high-profile capital murder case.
Susan Smith has been arrested and will be charged with two counts of murder in connection with the deaths of her children.
Susan Smith was the young woman from South Carolina who strapped her two little boys into their car seats and drove the car into a lake and then watched them drown. And she was notorious for having appeared with search committees and coming on television claiming that her children had been abducted by a black man, which set off a huge manhunt in South Carolina until ultimately the police determined that she had done this herself.
We spoke to the man who prosecuted Susan Smith, Tommy Pope. He's now a South Carolina lawmaker and private attorney. During his time as a county prosecutor, Pope says he didn't really relish in executions, but he felt that this case cried out for the ultimate punishment.
Had the black man done it, as Susan Smith claimed, whatever punishment was appropriate there, I thought should be appropriate for her, too. And so that's why I sought the death penalty, when many people thought, well, this is a white middle-class female, you know, you shouldn't seek the death penalty. But I just felt strongly that the nature of the crime was such that she deserved the same penalty that anybody else would receive.
The community and the nation were horrified by the crime. And what Judy Clark did was reconstruct for the jurors essentially the story of Susan Smith's life, showing her to have been abused as a child, to have been sexually abused by members of her family, to have had a tortured series of relationships that basically drove her to a state of complete breakdown and despair.
They kind of changed the opinion from Susan the monster to Susan the victim.
The jurors found her guilty, but instead of a death sentence, they recommended life in prison. So you'd think Judy Clark's clients would be grateful, but over the years, they've clashed with her. There was a white supremacist who reportedly threatened to kill Clark. Then there's Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber. From a remote cabin in Montana, Kaczynski built and mailed bombs that killed 3 people and injured 23 others.
He was someone who had formulated an intricate philosophical theory which justified, in his mind, killing his victims.
The case against Kaczynski was just overwhelming. I mean, the evidence he left behind seemed to lead directly to the execution chamber, and he made it clear that he was prepared to die for his cause. To save her client's life, Judy Clark wanted him to plead insanity, but there was an obstacle: Ted Kaczynski himself.
For him to plead insanity would essentially be to flush his life works down the toilet. It would, you know, if he's crazy, then obviously his theories are worthless. And so he was adamant that he not be presented as mentally ill.
Ted Kaczynski wanted to fire Judy Clark. We talked to his brother David, who was sitting in the courtroom as tensions came to a head. David had helped the FBI capture Ted, but he didn't want to see his brother die.
When the courtroom was gaveled in, Ted actually stood up abruptly and said, "Your Honor, I have something very, very important to say." Ted did not want to be described in open court as mentally ill. For Ted, that was a fate worse than death.
Kaczynski wanted to represent himself. The judge offered a compromise. Judy Clark would remain at his side, but only act as an advisor. But Clark didn't go for it, and the judge denied Kaczynski's request.
It was quite a bit of suspense. I remember a bailiff yelling at my brother, "Sit down." And Judy at that point stood beside Ted. She put her hand on his, kind of the upper part of his back near his shoulder. She took this very conflictual situation fraught with very high stakes of life and death, and she kind of reduced it to a sense of relationship, this little gesture that said, "Ted, I'm here to support you. I care about you as a human being."
Now, before going to trial, Kaczynski was diagnosed as a paranoid schizophrenic. Clark had her opening. She negotiated with prosecutors an unconditional guilty plea that ruled out any possibility of appeals. Kaczynski agreed, reluctantly, and was sentenced to life in prison. Mark Bowden says Clark used compassion and guile to outmaneuver the Unabomber.
He preferred to admit his guilt and take his punishment to being defended as someone insane.
She puts her hand on his shoulder, like after the judge has basically told him that you're stuck with this lawyer. That seems like such a gentle act of humanity. I think that says a lot about her.
Yeah, and I think it also demonstrates her complexity, because at the same time that she's demonstrating this tremendous empathy and compassion for Ted Kaczynski, she's defying him. So, you know, just because Judy Clark is a very kind and compassionate person by all appearances, there's real steel there.
Of course, that's not the way Ted Kaczynski sees it. The Unabomber has never forgiven Judy Clark for helping save his life. Judy Clark wouldn't talk to us, or any other reporters for that matter, so we couldn't ask her why she represents clients like Ted Kaczynski and Jahar Tsarnaev. But here's something she told the magazine of the law school where she teaches. She said no person should be defined by the worst moment or the worst day of his life. And she's having a huge impact. Capital punishment is in decline in the U.S. Last year, 35 people were executed, the fewest since 1994. One reason for this is the drugs used for lethal injection are getting scarce. But Mark Bowden says there's another factor. Defense attorneys like Judy Clark are making prosecutors think twice about going for the death penalty. It's become too expensive, too complex, and too time-consuming.
To the extent that you believe that the death penalty is a just punishment and an appropriate punishment for someone like Susan Smith or Ted Kaczynski, I think Judy Clark is your nemesis. She is one of the most effective anti-death penalty activists in history.
Investigative journalist Mark Bowden and Al Letson of Reveal, a new public radio program from the Center for Investigative Reporting and PRX.